RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
The disruption in the Strait of Hormuz is rapidly evolving from a shipping crisis into a systemic shock to the global tea trade, with consequences now spreading across origin markets, transit corridors, and input supply chains. At the center of the story is exposure. India's Tea Association estimates that 41% of India's tea exports move through the Hormuz-linked routes to the Gulf. Sri Lanka faces a similar dependency, with exporters warning of weekly losses of $10 to $15 million as vessels delay, reroute, or suspend shipments altogether. But the operational reality is becoming clearer and more severe. According to trade briefing circulating among Indian exporters this week, quote, maritime choke point dependency remains a strategic vulnerability for Indian tea. If instability persists, freight rates could rise by as much as 40%, insurance premiums will remain elevated, and transit times may extend by up to 25 days, end quote. It's not just a cost increase, it's a competitive shift. Indian tea risks losing ground at origins with shorter, more flexible routes into the Gulf markets, including East Africa. But East Africa is not insulated. Kenyan exporters are already warning of a potential loss of up to 20% of Middle East demand, particularly in key markets like Pakistan and the UAE. Auction liquidity is expected to tighten if cargoes cannot clear, and producers face rising exposure to delayed payments and unsold inventory. Sri Lanka, meanwhile, sits in a more precarious position. The country's orthodox tea sector is heavily export-dependent. With the Gulf routes disrupted, the industry faces immediate cash flow pressure, delayed shipment execution, and increasing uncertainty about buyer performance in high-risk markets like Iran. And this is where the story expands beyond the Gulf. The affected trade network stretches deep into Central and West Asia, including Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, and Iraq. Markets that rely on transit corridors now under strain. These are not marginal destinations. They are volume-absorbing markets that play a critical role in balancing global supply. What appears to be a regional conflict is, in fact, a multi-corridor disruption affecting the wider tea trade architecture. But the more significant impact may still be upstream. Hormuz is not just an oil checkpoint. It is a conduit for fertilizer, sulfur, petrochemicals, and fuel inputs that underpin tea production itself. Roughly one-third of the global seaborne fertilizer trade moves through the Gulf. Nitrogen fertilizer production is heavily dependent on natural gas, accounting for up to 70% of the cost. As supplies tighten, input prices rise. At the same time, refinery-linked products, lubricants, base oils, and industrial chemicals are becoming more expensive and supplies less predictable. These are essential to factory operations, transportation fleets, and processing infrastructure. Layer onto that rising diesel costs, elevated bunker fuel prices, and war risk insurance premiums, and the result is a full-spectrum cost escalation. What emerges is a classic squeeze among the value chain. Higher input costs at origin, longer transit times to market, increased financial risk in destinations, and weakening buyer confidence. It's no longer just a logistics disruption. After 3 weeks, it's a structural stress test of the global tea supply chain. Business insight. The longer Hormuz remains unstable, the more likely it is that tea flows will begin to reroute, reprice, and rebalance, with lasting implications for origin competitiveness, trade relationships, and global market structure. India's interim trade framework with the United States could create a meaningful new opening for Indian tea exporters, though the opportunity remains conditional rather than assured. Reuters reports that tea is among the agricultural products expected to benefit if the framework advances as outlined, including potential duty-free access to the U.S. market. That matters because tariff relief can improve competitiveness, especially in price-sensitive categories, but it does not by itself create market share. The agreement is still politically contested. Farm unions and opposition parties in India have warned that parts of agriculture could face new pressure, while the government argues that protected staples remain insulated and that export-oriented categories such as tea could gain. So this is not yet a finished market access story. It is a policy discussion with commercial implications. For tea, the practical question is what exporters do with the opening if it materializes. The U.S. market rewards more than tariff advantage. Indian tea suppliers will still need to meet buyer expectations on quality, consistency, residue compliance, documentation, pack format, and dependable execution. In other words, improved access may help, but traction will still depend on commercial readiness. That is why this matters. At a time when sourcing strategies are already shifting under pressure from freight risk, geopolitical uncertainty, and tariff realignment, even a modest improvement in U.S. access could make Indian tea more competitive in select channels. Not across the board, not overnight, but enough to put the category back on the watch list for buyers and exporters alike. Business Insight. This is a watch point, not a breakthrough. Tariff relief can open the door, but it will not move tea unless exporters are ready with compliance, consistency, and a market fit that works in the U.S. The real opportunity is not lower trade duties alone. It is the chance for prepared Indian suppliers to re-enter buyer conversations at the right moment. Dubai Multi-Commodity Center has unveiled further details of its uptown district expansion, including plans for a mixed-use tower expected to rise above 600 meters. The proposed megatall structure forms part of Phase 3 of the district's master plan, Executive Chairman and CEO Ahmed bin Sulaym said. Phase 1 delivered the 340-meter uptown Dubai Tower and in the Central Plaza. Phase 2, comprising two Grade A office towers and two residential towers, is now under construction and scheduled for completion in late 2027 or early 2028. For tea traders, packers, and origin suppliers, the significance extends beyond the skyline ambition. The MCC's continued capital commitment reinforces Dubai's role as a long-horizon trade hub linking Africa, South Asia, and the Gulf. This matters because the DMCC Tea Center operates the Jebel Ali Free Zone, giving tea companies access to warehousing, blending, packing, and other value-added processing near one of the region's key logistics gateways. Quote, "This is vertical development is economic signaling," Bin Sulaym wrote, arguing that scale alone will not determine the district's long-term success. Quote, "Scale's impressive, but what will define Uptown's success is how well commercial, residential, and community elements integrate to create sustained economic activity," he said, adding that mixed use creates value only when it supports talent density, business velocity, and long-term investor confidence, not just skyline presence, end quote. Business Insight. The announcement marks progress, not completion, but the development sequence now looks more complete. Phase 1 is delivered, Phase 2 is underway, and Phase 3 has a clearer anchor project. For businesses operating within DMCC's tea ecosystem, that strengthens the case that Dubai's trade infrastructure story is still expanding.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.